Let me throw out some names. President Carter, you were around him.
Jimmy Carter and I were good friends. And to show you, we heard him speak in Pawnee, Oklahoma, and my wife turned to me and said, that man ought to be president. He was so genuine, so sincere. He was a good guy. He's a wonderful man, in my opinion. He was not necessarily the administrator people thought he should be. He had a hands-on philosophy. He wanted to be involved in everything. And that was difficult for him as president, but a good human being. Jimmy Carter initiated the plan that he would invite every governor and some legislative leaders to the White House for lunch while he was president, one at a time. The first state he invited was Oklahoma. So my wife and I got to go up with the Speaker of the House and President Pro Tem of the Senate, etc. I don't know if he did all 50 states or not, but I know that Oklahoma was the first state Jimmy Carter invited officially to the White House.
Vice President Walter Mondale, were you around him, and do you have an observation?
Walter Mondale and I were friends. Jimmy Carter came to Oklahoma one time to Elk City, and Larry Wade, the editor of the Elk City News, had told Jimmy Carter as a candidate, if you get elected president, you won't even know where Elk City is. You'll never come back. Jimmy Carter said, I promise you, if I get elected president, I'll come back to Elk City. He did. He flew into Clinton Sherman on Air Force One. He went to Elk City. I met him at Clinton Sherman. I went with him out there. We were on the front page of the New York Times. Jimmy Carter signed it, and I framed it and had it in the mansion. Well, one time, a couple of years later, Walter Mondale was coming through, and he stayed at the mansion. 3 or 4 days later, I'm walking through the room where this paper is framed and noticed something new, and I'd never noticed it before. On the bottom half of the page was a picture of Walter Mondale, and he had taken it out of the frame and autographed. George, I'm your friend too, Walter Mondale, and hung it back up on the wall. But Walter Mondale, I went on the JCPenney board right after I left the governor's office. W.R. Howe of Claremore, Oklahoma, was the CEO. It's strange how this interview is coming together. He was the CEO of JCPenney. I had met him when he was a JC at Norman, Oklahoma. And years later, he became CEO of JCPenney and asked me to come on the board. I met him in JC's. I went on the board. I went to my first JCPenney meeting. I went to JCPenney's in Oklahoma City and bought a suit and shirt and tie. And I was the only one there that wore a JCPenney suit. Great company. I had a great time on the board. But when I arrived at New York City, I just left the governor's office. I had no aid, no security, no car. And I checked my own luggage, but I hadn't done in a long time. So I'm getting my luggage. It's raining outside. Lightning pouring down. I'm down making sure my luggage claims are right. Another guy kneels down next to me in a raincoat that he had over his shoulder. Kind of hit me in the head accidentally. He's down checking his bag. And it's Walter Mondale, who's just run for president and lost. So here he is, a former vice president. Here I am, a former governor. And we're getting our own luggage, which we should do. He looked up and he recognized me. And he didn't say, George, how you doing? How are things in Oklahoma? He didn't. Walter Mondale looked at me and said, real life's hell. And that's all he said to me. And we just both laughed. He got up and left. I got up and left. Last time I saw him, he's standing on a street corner in the rain, hailing a cab. I've seen him since, but that was such a moment in history.
I'm from Minnesota, North Dakota, and I had a talk show in the afternoon, WDAY radio, and the senator from Minnesota would come and be on my show. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the day he had just come back from Vietnam, and he was one of the first to oppose the war in Vietnam.
Yes, it was.
I'll never forget. I just actually stood back and looked at him.
Yeah.
You could actually be opposing the war because we thought it was American to support the war.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I'm dropping names, Ronald Reagan.
I met with him. Ronald Reagan, I think, showed that if you put people in that you trust and count on, they can run it. Ronald Reagan did not try to run the day-to-day activities of the presidency. He spoke in generalities and then said, okay, take care of this, take care of this. My only personal meeting with Ronald Reagan was over energy. It's kind of funny because back when I was governor from 78 to 86, we're trying to make America energy independent. Jimmy Carter said in my presence, because Governor Nye has talked to me, I believe in energy independence and America will be energy independent in 4 years. He said that in Texarkana, Texas, when he was president of the United States. Ronald Reagan believed in energy independence. And here we are today still dependent on foreign oil and all that sort of thing. But anyway, Ronald Reagan, my only personal meetings with him were basically two, and that was as governor of Oklahoma. I was co-chairman of an energy conference that sent me to Washington to visit with him about energy problems, and I met with him one-on-one. Secondly, during 82, I think it was, when Oklahoma was doing so well economically with energy, Ronald Reagan contacted me and said, I would like to come address a joint session of the Oklahoma legislature. And I said, great. He flew in and addressed a joint session of the legislature.
George H.W. Bush.
I knew him as vice president, and Barbara, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I've always said if any grandchild could pick his grandparents, right at the top of the list would be George and Barbara Bush. They're wonderful, wonderful people. I mean, I think that's neat to be that kind of person in politics. Strange enough, we're doing this interview, and tomorrow night, I'm going to see George Bush in Tulsa. Former President George Bush, the father, and former President Bill Clinton are both appearing tomorrow night in Tulsa for the Salvation Army. And my wife and I will be there, and I'll be with Bill Clinton, and hopefully I'll be with George Bush. I never will forget when he was vice president, the governors went up there in Kennebunkport and visited with him. We pulled up in a car. He's standing out on the driveway. I get out of my car, and he said, George, Nana, it's so good to have you at our home. And that's the kind of guy I think he is. I really do personally like him and Barbara very, very much.
Okay, dropping one more name, President Clinton.
President Clinton and I became buddies. We were governors together. He was governor of Arkansas. I was governor of Oklahoma. To this day, we're very good friends. My personal relationships with Clinton are long and many. I was in the Southern Governors Conference with him. I was in the National Governors Conference with him. I was in his campaign. When he was governor of Arkansas, he was my presenter when I was inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. The governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, came to Oklahoma City and inducted me into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. That's our closeness. And last year, my wife was inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame, and Bill Clinton did a video for her induction. So even to this day, we're still friends. I think the closeness that we had is evidenced by the fact that the Oklahoma City bombing, I was no longer governor. I was president of the University of Central Oklahoma at Edmond. I'm sitting at my desk, and I hear this horrendous boom. Show you how dated I am. I said, I haven't heard a sonic boom in a long time. It's the Oklahoma City bombing. Clinton's president. Clinton, as president of the United States, called me and asked me to be chairman of a committee that would raise funds that would guarantee a college education to any surviving child of the Oklahoma City bombing. I flew to Washington. He announced it. And I got to say, Governor Keating did a wonderful job. He was governor. He also raised funds, as did Lieutenant Governor Mary Fallon at the time. But Clinton asked me to be the national chairman, and I was honored to do so.
You know, as youngsters, you both were young and knew you wanted to be in politics.
Absolutely.
The stories are pretty much the same in a way.
It really is, because Clinton can say that at Boys Nation, mm-hmm. he met President John F. Kennedy, and that was his hero, and he knew he wanted to be president.